Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So RFK Jr. has made it through the Senate Finance Committee confirmation. This is just one of two major steps here. He still has to survive a floor vote of the full Senate, and that's going to be very, very close. So I really want to urge you right now listening to this. If you support strong FDA reforms and pushing back against big pharma, etc., and I believe this is what RFK Jr. stands for. I'll talk about that in a minute. Please call your senators and urge them to support RFK Jr.'s nomination. That vote is coming maybe tomorrow or the next day. It's right around the corner. It could be as early as today. We'll see. But there's quite a bit of controversy, of course, over some of the things that RFK Jr. has said during his confirmation hearings. For example, RFK Jr. said in the hearings that he fully supports the full childhood immunization schedule, something that you listening to this probably do not support. I certainly do not support it. I think virtually the entire vaccine industry is a scam and a hoax and a way to harm children. And it causes autism and it causes turbo cancers and many other horrific things. But RFK Jr. said some things that the senators wanted to hear. He even said that he thought Operation Warp Speed was a great success. And this has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in, you know, MAGA movement or Health Freedom Movement, America First, you know, different labels for different segments of it. And many of these people, or some of these people, are really incensed over what RFK Jr. has said. And I've thought about this quite a lot for a few days, and I've got an answer for you. And this gets into integrity, ethics, philosophy, all of it. But here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. Is it morally wrong to deceive a group of people who are themselves evil deceivers who are intent on harming children and protecting the profits of an evil industry that generates money off of sickness and disease and death? Is it morally wrong, in other words, to deceive an evil party when your intention in your heart is to ultimately halt their harm, to stop them from harming children? Is it morally wrong to deceive them? And ethically, the answer is no. It is not morally wrong to lie to Satanists or to traitors or to an evil cabal. And you already knew this answer because if you look at law enforcement, let's say there's an undercover cop. Undercover cop gets in with the narcos or the drug traffickers, and the cop pretends to be one of their friends in order to catch them in the crime of drug trafficking, humans trafficking, weapons trafficking. Now, I don't think there's anybody here who would argue that that is ethically wrong to deceive drug traffickers, right? In order to go undercover as a cop, you have to deceive them. Otherwise, they'll never let you in their group and you won't be able to catch them in their crimes. Well, senators are drug traffickers. Senators, at least the ones voting against RFK, they are in with the big pharma drug cartel. They are the same as drug traffickers, except their drugs that kill people and harm people and addict people in some cases, their drugs are legal. It doesn't mean that their drugs are any less destructive or less evil. So in essence, RFK Jr. is functioning as someone who is trying to go undercover to get into the group of HHS and FDA and CDC, but as an undercover cop, he's actually working for the people. He's working to stop their crimes. He's working to protect the American children and the American people from the evil, insidious nature of these drug traffickers, which includes, you know, Senator Elizabeth Warren, for example. She is an apologist for a drug trafficking industry and much more, you know, a lot more evil that comes out of her. But that's just one example. So with that understanding, my conclusion is it is not morally wrong to lie to drug traffickers when it is your intention to stop their harm. And interestingly, he needs their permission. He needs their vote in order to get in. So just like an undercover, cop would have to say to the drug traffickers, like, yeah, I'm one of you. You know, he has to dress like them. He has to talk like them. He has to walk like them. He has to, maybe even he even does some of the cocaine like they do or something, to prove he's not a cop. He does a little cocaine. That is actually part of the job of going undercover. And it would be crazy to condemn that undercover cop for, how dare you talk like a drug trafficker? Well, he's pretending to be a drug trafficker to join their club, to get in there, to expose them and ultimately arrest them and shut them down. Again, that's what RFK Jr. is doing. He is speaking to the senators in the language that they want to hear. And yes, he is deceiving them, I believe. I can't speak for him. I don't know what's in his mind. Obviously, this is just my conjecture. But I believe that RFK Jr. is ethically deceiving a group of drug traffickers in order to ultimately enter their club, stop the harm from the inside, protect children, protect America, end direct-to-consumer drug advertising, demand more clinical trials, demand transparency, demand honesty, etc. He's doing it with positive intentions, even though it sounds like he's one of them. He is not one of them. That's my conclusion. Now, not everybody agrees with me on this, and that's okay. This is not one of those issues where I demand, that you have to agree with everything I say. No. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am being deceived and not the senators being deceived. That's a possibility. If that happens, you can berate me later. I'll berate myself. You don't need to. I'll be disgusted with my own faith. If RFK Jr. turns against America and actually becomes a puppet of Big Pharma, I'll kick myself harder than any of you would kick me. I'll be disgusted. But I don't think that's what's happening here. I think he's working for us. He's going undercover. He's convincing the drug traffickers that he's one of them, or at least close enough to them, that he's not going to wreck their drug cartel. Even though I hope and pray that he absolutely wrecks their drug cartel. That would be amazing for America. That would be amazing for children. That would be amazing for the future of this nation to completely wreck the drug cartel and the vaccine cartel and the FDA and the CDC. I think the entire FDA should be completely gutted and shut down. Fire them all on day one, send them all home, auction off the office equipment, sell it all, end it, and turn it over to the states. Let the states do whatever they want to do, in terms of regulating medicine or nutritional supplements or foods or whatever. Very simple. End the FDA, end the CDC. It's a giant racket anyway. And most of HHS doesn't need to exist either. And you should end the NIAID. And frankly, you should end the NIH, because government should not be in the business of funding scientific research. Because what happens is what we've witnessed, where you just end up with all the science churning out the conclusions that the government wants on, climate change and transgenderism and nonsense like that. So it's a problem when government controls the funding for science. You don't end up getting science. All you end up getting is propaganda dressed up as science. It's like a man pretending to be a woman, but it's actually propaganda pretending to be science. It's like trans scientism or something. There's a new word for you, trans scientism. And it's just as fake as transgenderism. There are only two genders. Just because you imagine there's 57 genders doesn't make it real. Just because you imagine climate change is the worst thing ever and it's going to kill us all if we don't do this and that, it's an emergency and catastrophic warming, doesn't make it real. Doesn't pass the sniff test. Now, what's interesting to me about all of this is I think RFK Jr. probably disagrees with me on issues of climate. I'm pretty sure he does, actually. And I still support him for HHS. You know why? Because I would not support him for head of EPA. That's why. I think RFK Jr. is the right man for the job at HHS. And I think he's the wrong man for EPA. And fortunately, Lee Zeldin is already running the EPA. So that seat is taken. And I have no idea what Lee Zeldin knows about the EPA or pollution or carbon dioxide. I wish I knew. I've never heard of him as anybody who was an expert in that area, but maybe I just don't know. Maybe he actually has Maybe he's got a PhD in atmospheric science or something. I'm open to that possibility. I just don't know enough about Lee Zeldin. So, you know, my apologies to Zeldin if just for not knowing. Okay. So can't know everything. I'm hopeful that he will shut down the EPA's total climate cultism nonsense. That would be a victory right there. So really the only thing I want Lee Zeldin to do is shut down the insanity at the EPA. And that's precisely what I want RFK Jr. to do at HHS, which is shut down the insanity of the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the FDA nonsense and propaganda and emergency use authorization, total fraud, total fraud. And PCR diagnosis, total fraud. In fact, the whole field of virology is a complete fraud when it comes to using it to diagnose somebody with an infection. There's no scientific basis for it at all. It's completely fictitious, it turns out. And I don't even think RFK Jr. is fully aware of the fraud of virology either, right? So I'm not saying that he is a perfect person or that he has perfect knowledge or that he's our savior. I'm not into hero worship. I'm just saying that he is the best man at this moment in history to achieve the most significant reforms and to expose the fraud that we all lived through during COVID and all the fraudulent vaccines and the fraudulent, you know, big pharma promotions and propaganda and all that stuff. RFK Jr. is the right man to help shut that down. And that's why I support him in this role. So just a reminder, call your senators. Urge them to support RFK Jr. if you agree with my assessment, if you want to see him as head of HHS. And we also have to ask the question, if not him, then who? Because somebody's going to run HHS. And since you're not going to be able to have God run it, and you're not going to be able to just invent the perfect being to run it, you got to pick somebody. Like, who's out there who could run it and do a good job at achieving these reforms? And I can't think of anybody better than RFK Jr. He's not perfect, but he's the best for this job at this time in history, at least as I understand his beliefs. Now, the way we'll know this is if RFK Jr. is confirmed and he takes the helm at HHS, pretty quickly after that, we should start to see some major rule changes within FDA and HHS, one of the most significant being ending direct-to-consumer drug advertising. That alone, if that were accomplished, that alone would be worth the entire process. Like, if RFK Jr. did that and nothing else, it would still be a victory, a major victory, because it would halt Pfizer from being able to own all the media outlets. Remember, during COVID, everything was brought to you by Pfizer. Oh, today's scientific analysis of vaccine safety brought to you by Pfizer, you know. All bullshit the whole time. Today's bullshit from CNN brought to you by Pfizer. Yes, it was nothing but BS the entire time. All brought to you by Pfizer. Well, that's got to end. You can't have Big Pharma paying the salaries of the media analysts and the journalists and the media companies. I mean, that obviously that's a conflict of interest. You've also got to end Big Pharma lobbying of Congress, because that's what brought us to this very situation where you have to lie to the drug trafficking senators in order to get confirmed, because they're all pharma whores. They're all owned by Big Pharma. And it's so hilarious when you have Senator Warren saying things like, well, RFK Jr., you know, he should exempt himself from any decision involving vaccines. Well, what about you, Senator Warren? You have the worst conflict of interest. You should recuse yourself from any vote on confirmations of anybody related to medicine, because you, Senator, you take so much money from Big Pharma. Same thing with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders should recuse himself from these confirmation votes. He's got total conflict of interest. All these senators are paid by Big Pharma, and they're paid to continue to promote the Big Pharma revenue model, the profiteering system, which is based on harming children with vaccines and then profiting off of a lifetime of disease and injury and symptoms caused by the vaccines. And that doesn't even cover the depopulation agenda, which is different. But just by harming so many people with vaccines, it is a profit model. It's a repeat revenue model. This is the business model of Big Pharma. That's got to end. And you know why this has to end? I mean, the big picture here? Because
we have to compete in a multipolar world. China is more powerful than the United States in almost every area that counts right now. China is going to dominate the world in AI, in quantum computing, in robotics, in manufacturing, in minerals extraction, in advanced materials science, you name it. 38 out of 44 key technologies that will drive the future of human civilization, China is beating the U.S. 38 out of 44. The U.S. leads in only vaccines, it turns out. That's vaccines and like heavy space cargo lifting into orbit, things like that, the U.S. leads. Like, the U.S. is number one in vaccines. Yeah, who gives a crap? You're just killing people with that. China leads in all the stuff that matters. The USA is falling behind. And you can't get back in the lead if your population is sickened by vaccines all the time. If you have an unhealthy population, you can't compete in a multipolar world. That's the simple truth of this. And that's what we have to understand. I know a lot of people have money invested in big pharma and they want this windfall of profits. Let's keep people sick. Let's make money off sick people. Yeah. I mean, that's highly unethical. That's irrational for the greater picture here. But it also means that you're going to cripple your nation. You won't be able to compete with Russia or China or Turkey or Iran or other nations because your people are sick all day long. Because the USA has the highest rates of chronic degenerative disease. And it's not just the pharmaceuticals, it's also all the processed garbage food products. But you combine toxic foods with toxic medications, what do you get? You get the American population, the sickest and the fattest in the world. Yeah, and I'm not apologizing for using the term. It's just true. The American people are sicker and more obese than anybody else in the world. That is not a formula for global competition. It's not. You can't win in any area, ultimately, in the long run. You can't win if your people are sick all the time. But Big Pharma wants them to be sick. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants you to be sick because that's going to generate profits for her funders, her donors, because she's a pharma whore. But that's not what's best for America, obviously. Now, one more thought in all of this. Even though I'm supporting RFK Jr. in this nomination, I have previously stated, and I'm going to restate it here, that actually his nomination, the whole structure of HHS doesn't matter as much as you think because this whole system is going to collapse. The dollar is going to collapse. The U.S. empire is going to collapse. The financial system, etc. The seemingly endless money printing is non-sustainable. The $36 plus trillion in national debt is non-serviceable. This nation will not survive its debt. And we are in a debt Ponzi scheme right now that is just historic and horrifying in its scale. When that system collapses, there will be no HHS, and thus it won't really matter who's running it. Okay? I just don't know when that day is coming. Maybe it's a year away. Maybe it's 5 years away. Maybe it's a month away. I really have no idea. There's going to be some kind of a trigger event. I don't know what that is. But I say RFK Jr. can serve a very helpful role in the meantime until that event happens, or maybe if that event somehow never happens. If somehow the dollar survives all this and I'm wrong about the collapse, then it will be really important to achieve as many reforms as possible. In the meantime, try to make America, you know, healthier. Try to reform the system as much as you can. So that's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. promises to do. How effective can he be? I have no idea. I mean, there's going to be resistance at every level, but RFK Jr. is not, he's not a pushover. He's not a weak man. He is a strong-willed, determined, and cognitively very capable and very brilliant. I mean, just read his books. He's an incredible researcher and writer, and he has an amazing, vast comprehension of the knowledge base required to make these decisions about reform and exposing the fraud and ending the corruption, etc. Like I said, there's no person who's better qualified to achieve what we need to achieve as head of HHS than RFK Jr. I just don't know how long this whole thing lasts. You know,
every empire that's run on fiat currency collapses, and every fiat currency eventually collapses, and we are really testing the limits of how far we could push this debt Ponzi scheme. So, you know, just be ready for that. There's going to be a very interesting series of events coming when there will be no FDA. And, you know, to some extent, that'll be worth celebrating. And the dollar has been used for so much evil, so much money laundering. Look at USAID, USAID. You know, the dollar funded all these coups and color revolutions and propaganda and psyops and CIA front groups and assassins and everything. That's all from dollar printing. When the dollar ends, I'm going to call that World Freedom Day. You know, the dollar is a source of incredible evil carried out by government. And when the dollar dies, humanity thrives. There's just no way around that. The dollar, just by the fact that it can be created infinitely, is a source of incredible evil, incredible tyranny, authoritarianism, propaganda, covert operations, deep state, you name it. So even though there'll be short-term chaos, when the dollar ends, that's a good thing for America, believe it or not. It's a good thing. Because then maybe we can have an honest currency that the government can't counterfeit, or a currency backed partially by gold. Now, Trump could circumvent that, and he could announce that he's going to save the dollar by backing it by gold. And that's a viable option. If he does that, then he may stave off the collapse of the empire. I'm totally open to that. Sounds great to me. But he would have to value gold at somewhere around $25,000 an ounce in order to cover the M2 money supply. I mean, and that's only like a 25% backing of the dollar by gold, which may be all that's necessary. But can you imagine gold overnight going from its current level of $2,800 to $25,000 an ounce? Yeah, I mean, that could happen. And it's probably reasonable for that to happen. It's probably one of the few ways that Trump could save this nation, you know, economically speaking. And if that happens, then I guess HHS lives on. I suppose FDA lives on, which would be very sad. I mean, if there's any agency that needs to be just completely eliminated, you know, it's the FDA, or maybe some people would argue the IRS, or I guess they're all evil. They're just equally evil in different ways, you know. The EPA is evil. The ATF is evil. The DEA is evil. The FBI is evil. What's going to happen when Kash Patel runs it? Well, I guess we're going to find out. But Kash is going to be so much better than James Comey or anybody else, you know. So the revolution is underway. I just hope we can see it through. And I'm not going to attack RFK Jr. for what he said. I understand that he is deceiving the drug cartels in order to get their approval so he can get into the system and help shut it down. That's the way I look at it. I don't think I'm being naive. You know, just to summarize this, I don't think I'm being naive. You might think I'm being naive. That's okay. You might laugh at me one day. It turns out I'm totally wrong. Okay. I can live with that. But as of right now, I'm going to have faith. Knowing what I know about him, I've interviewed him several times. I know people around him. Knowing what I know about RFK Jr., I have faith that he's going to do the right thing. So let's get him in there and let's see. And there's nobody better, from what I can tell. There's nobody better who could survive a Senate confirmation. I could not survive a Senate confirmation because I could not, you know, I wouldn't hold back. I'd be like, Senator Elizabeth Warren, you flaming pharma whore, you know, and then be like, well, you're not getting my vote. Yeah, bitch, don't want your vote. I don't want to vote from traitors, you know. And RFK is not going to get her vote either because she's a pharma whore. But I would just lay it out. I can't play game theory politics with people. I just tell them what it is. You know, you woke morons, you freaking fools, you're traitors, treasonous bastards. I would make a rap out of it. Treasonous bastards on the senator floor. I'm going to wrap you up and show you the door. You know, I just lay it out right there. I do a live rap in the confirmation hearing. and I would not get confirmed, but whatever. That's not what I'm trying to do. All right.
Thank you for listening. Support us at healthrangerstore.com for our ultra clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products, food, superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, amazing products for your health. And also read our articles at naturalnews.com. We're publishing 5 times a day now, Monday through Friday. When I say 5 times, it's like multiple stories each time. I think we're doing, 40 stories a day now, something like that, every 24 hours, about 40 different stories. A lot of breaking news, a lot of really cutting edge news. So check it out, naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third-party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got 3 different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.